Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Cass Page.
And I'm Jack Drews. I'm the guest. Hello.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome, Jack Drews. Come, take a seat.
Welcome to our home. Come inside. Yeah. Oh, take your raincoat off. You can take your shoes off if you want, but you don't have to.
Let me pour you a cool glass of lemon juice.
Oh, a lemon juice. Get that lemonade out of here. Give me the juice.
Fuck
I want
it
the straight juice.
We want just lemon juice.
I want to live.
That's what I used to order from Boost Juice, and they would always be like, are you sure?
What?
You don't want a blend of fruits?
No, just one, just lemon juice. Oh, it feels detoxing. I don't know. It hurts a bit.
I feel like, I remember when we were younger, my brother and I tried to invent a new drink.
Okay.
Yeah. And what we did was we got Coke, and we mixed in a bit of lemon juice, but then we also mixed in vinegar.
Ooh.
And...
What was the, can you talk me through the thinking there? What was the vinegar? Why?
It was in the cupboard. And what if it's good?
I also kind of get it probably from the perspective of you're like, well, Coke with lemon is a thing. You got to spice it up somehow. Yeah. Might as well add some vinegar.
We gave it a crack. We tried some. We were like, Mum, we've done it. We've invented a new drink. And she was like, please stop drinking that.
Children, you absolutely haven't.
The idea of drinking a full cup of lemon juice gives me the same feeling I got when Mum was like, please don't drink the drink you made that is vinegar.
It was good. I don't know. It feels a bit...
Can you still do it?
Yeah, I reckon I could. I reckon I'm capable. This would have been when I was in my like early 20s. I reckon I could still drink a full cup of lemon juice. No sugar as well. It's good.
That's cooked. I want to come with you when you do that.
Yeah. You better get a drink as well. Do you reckon you could, Jack? Could you do a full lemon juice?
I'm trying to visualize like squeezing a lemon into one of those spiky things and how many squeezes you'd have to do to make a full cup. And it's like, I visualize it, that would be so much lemon juice.
It's a lot. And because like the Boost Juice cups are like, they're like quite big. So, and it does.
Oh my God, you got a big one?
Yeah. And it does make your guts feel bad, but it's kind of good as well for some reason. I don't know.
I like to imagine there's like a special alarm goes on at Boost Juice. Like, we've been preparing for this one. They said it would never come, but it's happened.
I feel like you. Lemons are priced in such a way that if you went back to the same Boost Juice and ordered it multiple times, eventually a manager would see it and eventually it would get banned.
Absolutely.
Because lemons are expensive. I feel like you're like in and good on you for swindling the system, it feels like a swindle. Oh my goodness, maybe this is how I get my lemon juice from now on.
Yeah, dude, that's probably the cheapest way to do it. It's good. I like to imagine the manager of the Boost Juice being like, hey, can I have a word? And like taking me to a back office and be like, what the fuck are you playing at? What's your end goal here, buddy? I don't know, I just like lemon juice. No, that can't be it. Is this a part of a heist or something? Anyway, today's topic is the water cycle. Let's talk about the water cycle.
Ooh, yum, yum, yum.
What's your favorite bit? Favorite bit of the water cycle? Fuck, let me...
Cloud, obviously.
Obviously?
Oh.
What do you mean? I've been looking at clouds a lot recently.
Sure.
Because we're allowed to go outside again. And I had a conversation recently about with a friend, and they were saying that they would love to eat a cloud.
Sure.
And, like, I agreed. And I was like, you can definitely imagine what a cloud would taste like. And for me, when I imagine eating a cloud, I imagine it would be more of a physical mouthfeel than the taste that makes it worth it. Like eating fairy floss. Like, I imagine it would do something weird and dissolvey in your mouth. Mm. And it would taste, like, slightly sweet or whatever, but you're mainly doing it for the mouthfeel. But every time I look at the clouds, I just want to get in them, maybe eat some. Mm-hmm. But I know if I went in a cloud, I would simply be wet.
Yes, you would become damp.
In a way, it's nice to know that if I, like, had a shower, that's
like kind of like being in a cloud. Yeah. You're very true. What do you imagine the flavor of cloud is? What do you think?
Soft and slightly sweet.
Okay.
Like, if you were tasting it and someone's like, what kind of a flavor is it? You'd be like, oh, it's sweet.
Mm. I was going to say, I sort of see it as being like, you know, like the smell of rain?
Mm.
Like that, but then crossed with like marshmallow or something. Like a sweet version of rain smell.
Yeah, it would have
smell.
A soft,
Yeah, you imagine you it would agree, taste Jack? Like, well, I think this is one of the big disappointments of life is like, you think about clouds when you're a kid, and then if the first time you like fly through a cloud, you don't, I'd imagine it would be like all smooth and different somehow. You'd be like,
absolutely.
Going through butter or something, and it wasn't. And then when I've been on hikes where you see the clouds are like, you can see the cloud level and then you get above the clouds and you're like, oh, that was just that wet bit we walked through. That wasn't anything. There was nothing cool happened inside the cloud.
You're right. I think clouds are one of the greatest, because when you're a kid, and I think I've talked about this in the past, you have this idea in your head that we could sit on clouds. You're like, physically, I could get there if
they'd support me.
Yeah, but like learning that you can't, it's like, it's the greatest lie. I mean, you know, I think that's one of the most disappointing moments of childhood, realizing you can't sit on clouds.
I was going to say that I think from depictions of heaven in cartoons and stuff, you imagine like clouds are the floorboards of heaven.
Mm,
and
absolutely. You walk on. 100%. Yeah. yeah, for sure. And also sometimes the walls. It's I like that a lot of the times in cartoons, heaven is depicted as like cloud floor, golden fence around the outside, and that's about it. That's all you need, and we're just meant to believe somehow that's enough. I'm telling, it would not be,
and that's what we all want as well.
Yeah, exactly.
We all have to like toil through this life, then we get cloud floor, golden fence.
I imagine from all the depictions of heaven, I think I had a similar realization when I was younger, when it was like, well, how could it be good? And so when I was a kid, and it was like, what was heaven like?
Yeah.
I always imagined that. Something that we can't understand on Earth happens where we're like, oh no, this is good.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So you're like, everyone
crosses over and we're like, ah, no, I get it now.
Everyone seems like they're having such a good time up there that you're like, it must be sick. Like, I don't know. To me, it looks like you could get the same experience by like putting a couple of mattresses down around within a fence, but apparently not. Apparently, apparently it's good. Maybe
you have to be there.
Yeah,
you should open a heaven simulator business, which is just mattresses and a fence.
That's the kind
all the fun of heaven.
Exactly, without having to die. There you go. The stress.
What a tagline.
The stress will be that people will get there and they'll be like, "Well, I really don't want to die now because if that's all that's waiting on the other end, I can experience that now." Oh shit!
Isn't that better? You're encouraging people to not die.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Oh, I kind of have this feeling that I would need to do one of those things where I'm like, welcome to my heaven simulator, and they've got to walk for like ages through like manufactured tunnels and lines so that when they get there and they're so disappointed, they can't go, you know what I mean? Like they can't go back. Because I think if I walked in a door and I was like, oh, this is all it is, I'd ask for a refund. But I think there's an amount of a walking on my part that would stop me asking for a refund. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to get him a bit invested in the idea.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jackson. Mm. Jackson.
Yes.
Jackson. Hi, Jackson.
Hey,
Cass Page Press.
How you doing?
If I may. I'm well, thank you. I just wanted to confirm, the thing that would deter you for asking for a refund is having more of your time wasted.
Yeah. I think if they were like, Jackson.
I'm going to take that back to my team.
Greatest show on earth. It's just down this hallway. Greatest show on earth. And I walked for like an hour. And I came out into a room and there was like, I don't know, like two chickens in some hay. I would be like, well, I've walked so far, you know?
So if you've paid like $20 to see chickens in hay, you duck your head in, you're like, oh, it's just chickens in hay. You're like,
I'm like, well, I'll turn around. I'm just here. So I can be like, excuse me. I've seen chickens before. I'd like my $20 back.
Is it that you don't want to extend your experience any further?
So yeah, like I've been here for an hour already. Like, I might as well go home. And I think beyond that, I'd start convincing myself that it was good. I'd be like, well, a petting zoo's like $3 sometimes, plus the walk, you know?
I'm excited for the next time you are having a shit one and all we do is simply don't take you home until you think it was fun.
Actually, last night was great. Thanks, guys. How much do you...
We're like, oh, thank fuck, we can take him home now. We can all cry.
Man, how much is a petting zoo typically? Because I threw out $3 and that feels like way too much. How much do you expect to be charged to go to a petting zoo?
I would guess more than three, but it's been a long, long time.
Really? Surely a petting zoo is gold coin donation. Surely.
Well, they have to pay for all the pets.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone's got to earn a living wage, like feeding them and looking after them and probably driving them somewhere, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, you got cargo fees. I don't think I've paid for a petting zoo in a while.
Whoa, just snuck in. Powerful.
Yeah, I just get in. The animals like me, they jump the fence and it's technically not a crime.
Just drop my name at the petting zoo, they'll let you in. Don't worry.
It's the secret menu at the petting zoo.
They've got a special animal.
If you pat the goat just right and twist the horn, they don't charge you.
Yeah. I thought you were like secret menu, they bring out the cool animals.
Yeah, yeah.
You go in and you're like, hi, I'd like a McTwist. And they're like, oh, right this way, and bring you to like an alligator or whatever.
Yeah. Yes. A Siberian tiger in the back.
If you say a particular swear word to the duck takes you away. The duck lifts its wing to reveal a chipmunk. Yeah. And you're like, that's not even allowed here.
Oh my God, duck. That's good. That's a good thing because like to get the swear word wrong. Like imagine you're at the petting zoo and you just see someone crouch down and being like, hey, duck. Fuck you. Like, what do you think is happening?
I think I'm going to watch and see if I need to repeat it.
Yeah, true. See if the duck waddles away to a tiger. Absolutely.
What were you gonna say, would be the most traumatized duck.
Oh, yeah. It's just sworn at all day.
Everyone. Fuck you, you
hey,
piece of
fuck
shit.
Fuck you, duck. Shut up.
The duck's like, oh, this means tiger time for old Daffy.
Funny thing about a duck is a duck doesn't know. You can swear as much as you want, really, at a duck. Not at a petting zoo, because there's kids around. But yeah, Cass?
You just can't say quack to it.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know what quack
you don't know
is.
What you
I think quacking's a tonal language, you know. Yeah. It can change the meaning.
What's your best duck impression? This would be me doing a duck. Wank. What do you reckon?
Did you just say wank?
Ducks kind of do just say wank.
Wank, 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 wank.
That's my duck. What do you think?
It's a little piggy, but I'll give it to you, Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Ducks do sound like
is that.
That
right?
Okay, it's a little doggy, but I'll give it to you, Jack.
All right, Cass, come on. Show us up.
Ooh.
What's wrong with your duck? It's a duck retching.
Hang on. What's that? I can't remember what duck sound like.
Come
now.
On. It's... Oh, still wrong.
Is that what a duck sounds like?
Oh, that was good.
Kind of. It sort of sounds like you're doing a wet ripping noise somehow.
Okay, it's a little broken. It's a little TV box left in the rainy, but it's a little.
Wank. I feel like mine's not really.
Wank.
Wank. Maybe if I full on enunciate, wank. Does that sound like a duck?
It sounds as good. That's why you have to swear at ducks. Yeah. They're always swearing at us.
I'm imagining just like a big mother duck with all the little ducklings behind it, and they're all set. They all like quacking, but it just what they're saying is just a normal like man's voice saying the word wank. That's just like what wank,
wank, wank,
wank,
wank, wank,
wank,
wank,
wank,
wank,
wank, wank, wank, wank, wank, wank, wank, wank,
wank, wank, wank, wank, wank,
wank.
Are those ducks saying wank? No, they couldn't be wank. Wank, 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 wank.
Hang on. Are those ducks telling me to wank?
Yeah.
No!
Is nature telling me to jerk off right now? Oh my God, finally.
Jackson, you're allowed to tell yourself to wank. No. I think I'll take it from the ducks,
I think. I'm waiting for the ducks to give me permission. They know what's allowed. Wank. That's great. You don't realize how poorly you understand the noises animals make until you try to replicate them. Like... None of us nailed the duck right then. I reckon dog I could do, actually.
Okay, go. Here's with dog.
Okay. This is a specific dog noise, though. Like, you got to appreciate that, okay?
Okay.
You know?
Oh, I think I know the one. I'll show you how I impersonate that dog noise.
Yeah.
Except I think mine was too raspberry.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't have lips. So
I thought they were both kind of horse-like.
Yeah, they were a bit horsey, weren't they? Yeah. That's easy. Horse is easy.
Horse has lips.
Exactly. I got into a massive argument with a friend way back in the day about whether or not dogs have lips. I agree with you, Cass. I don't think they do. It just ends. The mouth just finishes.
They say you have...
Yeah.
Oh, that's feral. Yeah. Why do they think a dog has lips?
I don't know. It doesn't. Dogs are obviously lipless. They're lipless. Look, Google dog lips. There's nothing. The dog's mouth just finishes. It just comes to a stop, you know? Just naturally.
They've got
ends.
They've got those side bits, though. What are they called? Like jowls or something?
Mm, true.
They got them going on. I'm not saying that's a lip. I'm just saying they got some stuff there.
I'm glad to hear, Jack. Glad to hear you're not
making
that
I made that very clear to everyone.
It's almost like mouth curtain. I have Googled dog lips. Google's done its best.
Yeah, yeah.
And...
If gun to my head, I would say maybe dogs have a lower lip, but definitely not a topper lip.
Oh, I would not, because dogs can't whistle. Topper lip. Let's explore topper lip, shall we?
Oops. It's fucked up. Wait, I should have said upper. That's a...
Yeah.
Wow. I messed that up.
I have a thing that, like, I think about constantly that I was on holiday somewhere when I was a kid, and it was like a tree that was going over a lake, and there was a boy walking on the tree about to jump into the lake, but he was kind of nervous about how far to walk out onto the tree, and his dad was like yelling out to him to just encourage him to be brave and walk further along the tree to jump into the lake.
Yeah.
And he was trying to tell him to move his right foot forward. That's what he was trying to indicate, and he kept yelling, just take your right hand foot and move it forward. Just your right hand foot and just a little bit forward. It's like, you could just say right foot. You don't need the hand right now.
Yeah, that's just confusing. That's just going to make your monkey climb along the tree.
Yeah, exactly.
The panicked brain can only take so much, and that is well above limits.
That's great. Hey, do we reckon we can improve Twister? You've just made me think about Twister. And something I always find with Twister is that it's got a limited amount of body parts on the spinning wheel, right?
Head.
Yeah, I think head should be added, absolutely. Yeah. Obviously, you can't do right head or left head. That's not an option. But because you can't spread your head across the whole Twister board. But what about belly? I think you could add belly. You don't think you could add belly to Twister? Why not?
And now a quick word from our sponsors. Also, Shut Up a Second is fine as rice, but did you know we produce a whole dirty, stinking mess of other podcasts? Like, maybe you're looking for a podcast where three boys with bad IQs yell at each
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Each other about pop culture and Mario and Stuart Little and whatever other inane thing they can think of. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Plumbing the Death Star, our comedy pop culture podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
Okay, so if we're thinking about the things that you could poke someone with, mm-hmm. it could, like, if the person was chill with it,
yeah.
You've got Hands and feet, done, mm-hmm. covered. Knees and elbows, not possible if you're going hands and feet.
For sure.
So they're out. Mm. But with like belly or bum mm. or bits, mm-hmm. if you include those, that means you get a point of stabilization.
That's true.
And you're going to have an advantage over other people. Of course, there will be some configurations that will make it trickier, mm. but then you'll just be lying down.
That's true.
You need that whole space
yeah,
to be completely up. Off the ground.
Mm. That's so disappointing.
Otherwise, how do you know when someone's losing?
Yeah.
So I reckon head or nose.
Oh, yeah, ooh, nose is good. Because it's like, mm. it's very unstable.
What about chin?
Oh!
Ooh, chin's a good one.
Yeah, uncomfortable. I like that.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the point of Twister. You don't want to be too comfortable while you're on the Twister mat. You want to be up in someone's armpit. Yeah.
This presents the risk of your first position being chin, though. You got nothing else in the mix. would be troublesome.
Very good point.
Chins?
Yeah, just spinning till everyone else gets a turn.
Like those birds that you can have on your finger balanced. That's just you spinning around the Twister mat.
But for the starting rules of Twister, you all start off the mat and you can have as many things off the mat as you want.
That's
so you
true.
Could start with chin. I think your idea of chin is good. Mm. I don't think there are any faults.
Yeah.
We're adding chin to Twister 2021.
2021, chin. Could you do chin and not? No, you can't. I gotta realize you can't spread your head that far. Yeah. That's not an option.
Jackson puts a post-it note on the back of his front door. Yeah. Jackson, remember, you can't spread head.
Your head
is... You're like, oh, damn it. Okay,
fuck,
cool.
Of course.
All my decisions are going to be impacted by this today, so I'm glad I remembered now.
Like 50 business plans that are now worthless. You're like, of course.
Damn. Just removing them from my phone. Yeah. That's today's shot. I was going to stretch my head all over this city.
I was going to go pick up a hat and then go pick up a second hat and wear them to the third thing I had to do today, but I guess I'm going to have to cut out a hat pickup.
If I could make any part of my body stretchy, I think I would pick head. Like, if the rest of my body was rigid, for that reason.
Oh, to wear two hats.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got twice as much hat. Or I could wear five hats, really, if my head's stretchy. There's no limit to the amount of hats I could wear. The hats would have to obviously get smaller and smaller. No, they wouldn't. No. Any number of hats. I could stand at the entrance to a hatter's, stretch my head inside the hattery, fill it entirely, fill the space, and then bring it out and be wearing every single hat inside. So tell me that's not worth having a stretchy hat.
I'm just imagining like you're talking to a genie and the genie's like, are you sure that's, I'm just double checking, one more, you're sure that's what you want?
Did you not hear my hattery explanation, genie? Yeah, I did. That's kind of what's making me worried, Jackson.
Just the genie's like, I usually try and monkey paw people, but at this stage, I'm worried about you.
You're sort of asking for the bad part of it, Jackson. Stretch your hand. No, shut up. Make my head stretchy.
Like, the genie rubs a bridge of its nose and it's like, okay, Jackson, I think what you're doing is trying to reverse psychology me. And frankly, at this stage, it's worked. I will give you no consequences if you wish for something good.
You're not hearing me, genie.
You've made me mad.
Genie, it seems like everything I say goes in one ear and out the other. Give me a stretchy head now. And then he does it, and I'm like, yes! And I just wear 10 hats, and like that's like absolute nirvana. I am satisfied.
It pays off so hard instantly. Everyone's like, who's that man with the 10 hats?
Oh my God.
I like his style.
We're looking for a brand new CEO of all the companies in the world, Mr. Bailey. Well, as you can see,
and you're like, well, I could put on another hat.
Wink! That's it. That's how I become emperor of the world. 10 hats was enough. I put on one more hat and they're like, it's too much power. Then they kill me. That's what happens there.
You look like a clown, frankly. 11 hats? Get out of here.
You moron. No, the genie got me in the end, Eddie. Nevertheless. So are you saying you would pick another part of your body to be infinitely stretchy and malleable? Is that what you're saying to me right now? You maniacs?
I definitely would. I think, look, I guess... I grew up with Spy Kids as a kid, so I'm like, what is the best utility thing to stretch? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
If I reckon, mm-hmm. I'm the close runner-up is ears, so I can listen from far away, because sometimes my hearing gets bad.
Cass, that's part ahead. The ears are on my head.
Okay, well, on principle then, no, fingers. I want to be able to clean the inside of bottles properly.
That would be nice though, actually.
Imagine getting like, you can just cut off a bit of sponge and actually clean your stuff properly.
Yeah.
Oh man, I had to throw out a water bottle because I couldn't clean it. And you know, I don't have bottle brush money.
No, absolutely not. But if you had horrible extendable fingers, wow.
Oh my God. Days of days. Yeah.
You got nightmare surgery money though.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Yeah. What are you stretching, Jack?
Yeah.
God, I'm thinking like, I guess arms or forearms or however it would work.
Forearms?
Just forearms?
Just forearms.
Well, I'm doing like a lot of like indoor climbing now.
Oh, yeah.
The gyms are sort of opening. So I reckon that could really piss off the competition if I could just stay basically at the bottom but still get to the top of all the climbs. My big long hands.
When you have your hands on the top of whatever you're climbing and you just like, what's the opposite of extend? You just retract yourself up past the people.
Yeah, exactly.
Like smell you later. That is good. And still technically a climb. So
yeah,
judges be damned, you know. You're still getting away with it. That's good.
Yeah, I reckon that would be my call.
And I feel like it's somehow less nightmarish than Cass's. Like, Cass, sure. Like, because with Cass's, I imagine, and yours, Jack, I imagine sitting in the lounge room and being like, I want a drink from the fridge. I want a bottle of milk or whatever. And I extend my fingers to the fridge and try and get the bottle. You can't. It's just fingers. But you can extend just your forearm, hand still intact, and bring the bottle of milk back.
I want an intact normal grippers.
Yeah.
I think is the idea.
I think the thing you're forgetting to picture when you imagine me sitting in the lounge room and like extending fingers to fridge is that my fingers will be twiddling as though I'm about to pick up a donut the whole time, which does prime them for collection.
That's true.
I think with the fingers, you could also pick stuff up, just not in the way you're imagining. Like you'd pick stuff up in the way that octopuses do. Like you could wrap a finger around or something.
That's
You've got like an octopus on each hand, basically.
Yeah, he's right. I'd be full coil from then on.
I hate imagining your fingers. That's too much power.
Oh, but 10 hats, because when you imagine 10 hats, I don't imagine a flat surface, I imagine 10 lumps.
Yeah, it's like my head gets huge and I have 10 scalps in there, that are 10 tops of skulls that the hats can rest on.
Oh, I have questions about your giant stretchy head.
I'd love to answer them.
Like, oh, you know what? No, I think this is going to be a statement.
Figured it out yourself, that's great.
Your hair is going to be so sparse.
It's going to be thin on the ground. Yeah, that's true.
Stretching your head to be 10 times as big and then you've got a tenth of the hair per like centimeter square.
That's the monkey paw, isn't it? No matter how big my head gets, I'll start to bald and I'm going to need so many hats to cover it up and that's going to make me stretch more and more. Oh,
can you go like, just go like really, really long hair and then just the strangest comb over, just like looping like a roller coaster around all 10 heads.
Just spiraling up like an ice cream, like a soft serve around my head. Who's that man with the insane hair and 10 hats? I no longer want to make him president of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the downside there. Cass, I think if I had your fingers, I would... Do you remember a book called Emily Eyefinger? It was like a kid's book.
Yes, I do. I vividly remember the part where she grew because she was like a child and then her finger eye got tight with the bead around it and so her mum had to drill her a new glass bead to put her eyeball flush against.
What the fuck?
What's all this now?
So the book called Emily Eyefinger was about a girl named Emily who had an eye in the tip of her index finger and it was...
Does she have eyes in her head as well?
Yeah. She's got all the normal eyes, but then also she has an eye in her finger. And they did that really strange thing where they try and introduce practicality into a story where you're already out of the ordinary.
You don't really
need to. But what they did was they were like, well, she's got to protect the eye on her finger. So in the story, they said that they got her like a glass bead with a hole in it and put that over her eye to protect it, which I think raises further issues because surely just give the eye eyelids.
Yeah, or like a contact lens. Why was it a bead?
Yeah. Jesus. I don't know. It was so strange. And then, yeah, as she grew, the bead got tight and her eye Just horrible. Yeah, anyway, gross. You'd Emily eye finger?
Well, I brought it up because I was thinking when you were like, I'd have really long fingers. I was like, well, I would love to see in a drain or a hole in the ground or anything of that nature. And I was like, that would be great. That's what I'd use your fingers for. But then I realized you can't see out your finger. And that made me think of Emily eye finger, you know?
What you can do, if it's a grain, a drain or a grate, mm-hmm. Octopus your fingers around a phone or a GoPro or something. Mm. Because they do have smaller cameras.
What am I saying? I made my head stretchy. I just stretch my eyeball down into the drain. I get real bad conjunctivitis, but I get to see what's in
it.
Put a bead on my eye, get to see what's in the drain. Absolutely. I don't know why that's such a desire of mine, but to see what's in a drain, damn. You know?
All your desires for superpowers are just for the worst stuff. You're like, I could wear all these hats, I could ram my head down a drain. I'd be living, baby.
Truly la vida loca. Wow. There's a lot of kitchen scraps in this drain. That's pretty gross. Worth it. Absolutely. Jack, do you reckon with your stretchy forearms, you could, like if you put your hands on the ground and then stretched your arms out, would you be able to float that way? Like a gorilla, I guess?
Oh, you'd have to get strong.
Mm.
Oh, wait, how is...
So you put your hands...
The gorillas float?
No, fair point. No, like, you put your hands on the ground... Right?
Yeah.
And then you extend your forearms as far as they'll go. Would that push up into the air, giving you like a kind of gorilla body? You know how gorillas have huge arms but tiny legs is kind of what I was thinking. Would you be able
to... I feel like I'd need to... This is what I'm imagining how it work, is if I was like, put my hands on the ground and grab onto something heavy or attached to the ground, then I could stand up with my legs and keep my arms where they are on the ground.
Yeah.
I feel like would be... I don't know what I would gain from doing this, but I feel like that's
funny.
What I'd
it's
be
funny.
Able to do.
That's physical comedy.
It's gross as well, because then it's like if you extended your forearms, they would just like fall to the ground like long tubes and then just start coiling. Yeah!
I love the idea that I could whip them back in, like, you know when you hit that button on a vacuum cleaner that just, like, cranks the cord? That's what I want it to get it back in.
That's great, then, to imagine you extending your arms to get, like, a can from the fridge and then just retracting it, but it just flies and spirals everywhere. Froths up. No winning there. What a shame.
That's the monkey's smashes paw. Me in the face.
Damn it. Yeah, that is, each of us had a monkey paw for our stretchy bodies in the end, didn't we?
There's nothing wrong with stretchy fingers.
It didn't work out. Well, your nightmare to look at is pretty bad.
It's upsetting. Every time I do it in front of someone, they like me a little less.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, ew. It's like she has two octopuses on her hands. I think my favorite part of the water cycle is surface runoff. That's a great bit of the water cycle. You know, the water comes up from the ocean, condenses into the sky, goes onto the mountain, comes down the mountain, and runs off through the forests. That's cool. I like that bit of the water cycle, I would
say. Does it go into a lake or a river, or does it go into the earth?
I think it goes back into the sea or lakes, is my understanding of the water cycle.
So of the water cycle, that one's the most, I guess, I don't know, it got lost.
Yeah.
So it's like, I live in the ocean. Mm. Ooh, I've gone to the sky. I'm going back.
Yeah, I'm just going to head back to the sea. Do you think we understand the water cycle properly? Like us three right now?
Yes.
I don't. I think I know.
Good on you, Jack.
Like,
that was Cass was too confident. I'm with you. I don't know.
Well, I'm like.
What don't you know? Yeah. Let's see where my gaps are.
Well, I guess I know like the... I know the main bits, you know what I mean? Like, I know if it was something that... It's like I know who, like, Luke Skywalker is, but I don't know what all the side planets and shit are. Like, I don't, like that runoff bit you were talking about and the... Like, I think I know that the rain happens and then evaporation happens from the ocean to get them back up in the clouds. And then rivers, I guess, are around. And that's kind of where I'm at.
See, I think I'm the same because I'm like, the water goes into the sky... And then I want to say, and then it gets dropped down on the top of mountains and comes back into the sea. But that sounds insane when I say it out loud, because it also rains in the sea. So,
and then you got like glaciers and stuff.
And according to this picture I have here, something called groundwater storage, stream flow. I don't you know, maybe we don't know as much about the water cycle as we like to think. Although Cass
maybe
still
seems complicating it.
What? What? Well, you know then, Cass. Where does the water go? Explain it to us.
You know how if something is wet and you hang it out to dry,
I do. I've experienced this. Yes.
So evaporation happens everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. So it gets sucked up. It's in the sky.
Everything
now what?
Gets sucked up. Gets spat out.
Spat out where?
Everywhere. Rain.
But why on every photo of the water cycle, every picture of the water cycle, does it go onto mountains? Explain that, because Einstein.
So the water cycle is sucking it up and spitting it back out. But it depends on to what you spit. So if you're spitting on the mountain, okay, let's follow it down the mountain. It gets stuck at the ground, groundwater storage, okay.
I guess that's where surface runoff happens. I guess you do know the water cycle. I was so confident you didn't.
I think I'm tricking you with my confidence. My assertion is that there's just not that much to know.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, you're right.
Suck it up, spit it out, done.
Because that's what me
Ask
and Jack
me any question
knew.
About the water cycle.
We were like, it goes up and comes down again, and then we were confused by everything else. And
you were getting tricky. You were like, oh, what about the ocean, and what about clouds over the ocean, what about the mountains? No, you don't need to think that hard.
Well, what about a glacier then? How does that fit in?
Yeah, cold. It got cold. It's part of the cycle. It'll freeze and then it melt.
I don't know. Something about your confidence in how the water cycle works is putting me off. I feel like you're too confident.
I just don't think it's that tricky. If you want to get into the niche bits, it's probably going to get a little more complex.
I don't.
But it's a big old game of suck and blow.
Maybe, yeah, you're right. Maybe I need to think of it like that. Water gets sucked, water gets blown. Hey, that's how we get juice. You know? And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass Page.
I've been Jack Druce.
Thanks so much for coming on the show, Jack. Where can people find you if they want to see more of you?
Twitter is good. Instagram. I've been doing some YouTube stuff recently. Yeah. It's been fun.
Hey.
That rolls.
What are your handles?
Yeah.
At Jack Druce on all of them. I got an unusual name.
So yeah, lucky.
Oh, perfect.
Too good. Hell yeah. Check it out.
Yeah, check it out. And if anyone's interested, I'm trying to do, I'm going to do my comedy festival show in the park.
It's been my
little mission at the
awesome.
Moment. Yeah, so I think it's, I don't know when this goes up, but it will be on like Thursday the 26th of November.
Yeah, no worries.
So info for that will be on my Twitter and stuff, if anyone's keen.
Yeah,
in Melbourne. I live in Melbourne.
That rolls.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, that
Return
sounds great.
Live comedy.
Absolutely.
Very scared of doing it. I haven't done comedy in 7 months, and I'm introducing way more variables than doing an hour for some reason. So.
That's the way to do it.
Wow,
we'll see
that's
how it goes.
Powerful. So long.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsRadio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to SansPantsRadio.com and follow the links.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. so there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.